Officials say they are investigating a woman found dead Sunday morning at Realization Point Trailhead on Flagstaff as a homicide. Police have not yet released the name of the victim, but say an investigation is underway. According to the Daily Camera, police say the victim and the suspect likely know each other. An Aurora man was sentenced on Thursday to 64 years to life for distributing fentanyl to a 16-year-old girl who died from an overdose at a party. According to the release, police were called to Alexander Che Quiab's house in August 2020 on a report of a potential overdose. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation found that Che Quiab and another adult man had supplied alcohol, marijuana, and fentanyl to a group of teenage girls during a social gathering at his home. One of the girls appeared to be experiencing an overdose, but nobody attempted to seek emergency medical care for her, the release said. The next morning, the girl was found unresponsive and 911 was called. Che Quiab was found guilty of manslaughter, 2 counts of distribution of a controlled substance to a minor, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, sexual assault of a child, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and sexual assault. Great Outdoors Colorado recently awarded $3 million to expand efforts to preserve the state's iconic landscapes, wildlife habitat, and watersheds. The Transaction Cost Assistance Program helps private landowners create easement agreements and leverage state tax credits. Eric Galatas has more.
Keep It Colorado has received $3 million in grants from Great Outdoors Colorado. According to Melissa Daruna, the group's executive director, some of that money will help fund a new round of conservation projects to protect more critical watersheds and wildlife habitat and support local food systems. She points to a recent easement at Edgerton Creek Ranch, part of a larger wildlife corridor in the Roaring Fork Valley. Daruna says the voluntary agreement allows family ranchers to continue working the land.
And then provide perpetual habitat protection for the wildlife that live there as well, including bald eagle, cutthroat trout, and a lot of big game species, including elk and moose, black bear, mule deer.
Last year, the group's Transaction Cost Assistance Program helped 8 Colorado land trusts complete 14 conservation projects, protecting more than 5,600 acres. The projects also helped landowners leverage more than $8 million in state tax credits. Landowners interested in exploring conservation are encouraged to contact their local land trust. More information is available at keepitco.org. I'm Eric Galatas.
The Regional Transportation District, or RTD, is offering free transit on buses and rail lines throughout the Front Range during the months of August. The initiative, called Zero Fare for Better Air, is the result of a Colorado Senate bill created to reduce ground-level ozone. According to the City of Boulder, almost 80% of greenhouse emissions from transportation comes from commuters. One car can create up to 20 pounds of CO2 emissions per day. Officials hope the program will convince commuters to use public transit as an alternative.
Volunteers in Boulder are helping the city collect data to combat extreme heat. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The data that the volunteers collected last Friday recorded the time, the temperatures, and humidity for scientists tracking climate trends nationwide. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is leading the annual heat mapping project that helps communities combat extreme heat, which can have a greater impact on economically and socially vulnerable people. The annual project assesses the hottest and coolest parts of 14 U.S. cities and counties to help plan and prepare for the extreme heat waves scientists have been warning about for years. Adam Hall, a graduate student at the University of Colorado studying urban resilience and sustainability, is helping to lead the local initiative. He said that they are looking at what areas of the city are hottest and then finding out why, like the lack of shade that tree coverage provides. Some volunteers attached heat sensors and then drove to designated areas of Boulder, trying to maintain a steady speed of 35 miles an hour to allow the heat sensors to work. Others biked or were on foot to collect the data. Hall said that they want to get people to start thinking about the relationship between heat and the built-in environment, and then propose solutions on how to cool those parts of the city. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Homeless Solutions for Boulder County, HSBC, is looking for landlords and rental property owners in Boulder County to provide housing opportunities to individuals experiencing homelessness. Owners who fill vacancies with participants in homelessness voucher programs may receive valuable incentives, including a limited-time Boulder Homeless Shelter cash bonus of $2,500. Property owners and community members are encouraged to help identify available rental units and contact Homeless Solutions for Boulder County. HSBC's evidence-based housing first model prioritizes obtaining stable housing solutions as quickly as possible for individuals experiencing homelessness. Most clients matched to a housing opportunity have a team of staff working to end their experience of homelessness through guaranteed income, supportive case management, and landlord relations. According to recent census data, rates of homelessness have spiked in recent years. Denver area homelessness increased by close to 13% since 2020. Today, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 87. West wind 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.